Masechta Baba Metzia, Daf Pei Beis Omid Beis, page 82, side B. So B'malve Tzorich L'mashkin Komifligi. So the Gemara is saying that the machloikis is in which the lender received the mashkin with the understanding that he can use it, and from whatever he uses, he's going to deduct from the loan, from the debt, to correspond to what he uses. Mar Sovar Bekivot Mitzvah Kovit. Even such a lender is doing a mitzvah because he is benefiting from the mashk, so he's doing a benefiting from the. Even one who benefits from the mashkin is still doing a mitzvah. It's a hilvah that he still loaned him, and therefore he's going to be exempt from giving the pruta to the poor person. Eisik mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. V'avi shemir sochor, and therefore he's just like a shemir aveda. Who's a shemir sochor for the eisik mitzvah potter min a mitzvah? He's also a shemir sochor. Umar sovar of Lazar holds that such a malva that takes the mashkin in order to use it, lav mitzvah kovid, he's not doing a mitzvah, shalana osim miskaven, he's actually intending for his benefit. So therefore, he would not be exempt from giving the pruta to the oni, he would not be oisik mitzvah, and therefore, v'avi shemer chinam, he's considered a shemer chinam, not like a shemer aveda, which is a shemer sochar for exempting him, oisik mitzvah, potman a mitzvah, not having to give the oni. Further in the Mishnah, we learned that Bishol Aimer Mutar La'odom L'haskin Mashkoyne Shalon Eliyuspeches V'Elach. Person is allowed to give the collateral that the poor person gave him, and he's going to deduct what he earns for the Mashkin, so that the debt goes down with the money that he receives for the Mashkin that the people are using, that he has from the poor person. Amar Rav Chana bar Amram Shmuel. So Rav Chana bar Amram said the name of Shmuel, Halacha ki Abba Shol, the Halacha is like Abba Shol. Abba Shol lo yomar. And even Abba Shol did not say that a person can rent out the mashkin of the poor person and to deduct from the debt that what he received in exchange, ela b'morah, only like with a shovel, a metal shovel. You work from the ground, but ufasel, that's a wide tool in which you chop the tree or you smooth out the beams, the cardum, that's a axe which you cut the trees. Because one who rents them, you get a lot of money in the exchange, vizuta pachtayu, and the loss to the object, to the keli, is very little. And therefore, Abba Shol says you can rent them and to deduct from the debt that it's considered like a meshaveda. But other kelim, that it's not for sure that the schar that he's going to get in exchange is more than the deduction that he's going to cause. You're not allowed to rent them even if he deducts from the debt. Next Mishnah. Hamavir chavis b'mokam l'mokam. One who passes a barrel from place to place and he trips on the way of Shvora and he broke it. Bein Shemer Chinom, Bein Shemer Socher, whether he's a watchman for free or he gets paid for it, Yeshava, he has to swear that he wasn't negligent and that's why it broke and he should swear and then he's going to be exempt from paying. Rabbi Lozer Eimer, Rabbi Shmuel Lozer says, that zev zeh yishava. That means that I also heard like Rab Meir that both yishava should swear and be exempt. But v'tomiyani imichem zev yishava. I'm surprised. He says, how could the shemichin and shemisachar exempt themselves with a shvua? So he basically disagrees. That's the Mishnah. We'll do the Gemara. One who transferring a barrel for his friend from place to place, and he broke it. Whether he is a watchman for free or he gets paid for watching, Yeshava, he swears that he didn't was negligent in his exempt. Yeshava, the shemirchinim should swear that he was negligent in his potter. But Noisa Sachar, one who carries reward, who gets paid, Yishalom. If Hashem Sachar should pay, Rabbi Lazar Eimer. Rabbi Lazar says, I also heard from my teachers, like Rabbi Meir, that Zev is that both of them, Shemekhin and Shemersocha, Yeshava, and they'll be exempt. But I'm surprised if they can swear Zevazel Yeshava. So now, it seems like Rav Meir, Sovar Rav Meir, Niskala Pesheu. Since Rav Meir says that Hashem Yisachar also swears, so he doesn't hold that Niskal is considered to be not only the Hashem Yisachar, both the Hashem Yichinom, he swears that he's not a Peshia, so he holds that the fact that he tripped is not a Peshia. So the question is, because since why is he pattering the Hashem Yichinom, Hashem Yisachar, or Shavua that he wasn't negligent? So, because he holds that one trips while he's walking, we can't consider that to be negligent. So if you did damage to your friend's property when you tripped, it's exempt to pay. But Tanya, we learned in Abraise that a person who walks in the Rosh Hashanah with his jug in his hand and he trips, if he broke his jug and he didn't have a chance to remove it, or he was carrying a gomel and it on the road and it tripped and it fell, and then and he didn't have a chance to raise his gumball, and then another one comes and either trips on the broken pieces of the jug or trips in the camel and he falls and gets hurt, Rameir makes liable, has to pay the owner who owned the jug and the owner of the camel and the damages. They say that Chachamim say that from the law of by the people by Beis Din he'll be potter, but by Shemaim v'chayim, v'chayim alone. And we have by tradition that the Gemara's conclusion about a kamach of Tesamad Aleph, the Beniskal Peshei Pligi, the Chomer Rabban Meir are disagreeing whether the one who tripped is he negligent or not. The Meir holds that he was negligent, and therefore the broken pieces of the jug and the camel that fell are considered like his pit that he dug, and therefore he's chayiv for their damages. But the Chachamim hold that the one who trips is not considered negligent, and is not considered that he created the pit, and therefore he's exempt from Medina Adam. Only Medina Shemaim is chayiv if he had a chance to remove them, and he didn't remove them, and the person got hurt. But nevertheless, in the mayor's view, we have a contradiction between our Mishnah, which is Mashma, that according to the mayor, that if he trips, he's an honest. In the Braisa, it says, according to the mayor, Niskal is negligent. It's a good question. We have to break the same Misha Shona, one who says that Rabbi Shmeir holds a Niskal's honor is an onus. Our Mishnah, Loi Shona, did not learn this Brais in the view of Rabbi Meir that Niskal is negligent, which means there's a machlokes tanoim what Rabbi Meir holds really. But also Rabbi Yehuda LeMeimer, so further, so the Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says Shemechinim Yeshava Nisoch Yerushalom. He says that Shemechinim swears and Nisoch has to pay the Haiki Dine. Shemechinim is his Dine of Haiki Dine, and the Shemechinim according to his halachas that a Niskal is not Pesheya, but it's similar to like a Gneva Veda, an Einus like Gneva Veda. So Shemechinim who's part of a Gneva Veda is Chayiv only Bipshia. He swears that he wasn't negligent, and the other negligent, and he's potter. But a Shemer Socher, who's Chayiv Gneva Veda, he's also Chayiv and the Nezik that he caused because he tripped while he was walking, and he has to pay to the owner the money of the barrel. Also Rabbi Lazar LeMeimer, Rabbi Lazar says in his view, in true is Gemara K'Rab Meir. I learned like Rab Meir that they both swear and they're exempt. But to me, I'm surprised they can swear. So the Gemara explains. He swears that since we consider it an oinus like Neva Veda, so it's part of that's why he swears in the El Shemer Socher. Amay Mishtabe. Why are we swearing the Shemer Socher? He's Chayvig Neva Veda. Why should he swear? Even if he swears that he didn't negligent, he still have to pay because he did the damage because he tripped, because we don't consider this an oinus. And even a shemichinom that is potek nevi, the nami, he would also ask, why is he exempt by swearing that he was negligent? It's understood if he was leading the barrel in a slanty area, In that case, tripping while you're walking is considered almost a mishap and oinus. But if he was going in a regular way, how could he swear that he was negligent? If you trip on a straight way, that's considered to be a pshia. That itself is a negligent.